Hello.
Hello, ma'am. Thank you so much for answering me back. I was having issues loading in the survey, but I have it now.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Now, the next question that we have is, thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. Which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year congressional elections? Protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation and the economy, healthcare costs, improving kinder to 12 public school education, crime and violence, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds back cops accountable, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, immigration and border security, standing up on fighting against racial discrimination, climate change, and environmental issues, or gun regulation and reform. You may select two.
Shorten the economy. Strengthen the economy was one of them.
Yeah, inflation and the economy.
Yeah, inflation and economy. And then shorten the Congress.
Shrinking the Congress.
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
Thank you. Thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Okay, can you repeat the question again?
Of course. How often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not very often, or not at all?
Every day. All the time. Often.
Very often.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often? Often.
Very often.
Thank you. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Same.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please let me know. The first one is the National Rifle Association, or NRA.
50.
Thank you. The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
50.
Black Lives Matters?
50.
Tim Scott?
Pardon me?
Tim Scott. That's a name. If you don't recognize it, it's okay.
I don't recognize it.
Okay. The Republican Party?
Don't recognize that one either.
The Republican Party group, the Republicans.
The 100.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
0.
Donald Trump?
100.
Cornel West?
50.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden, Cornel West, or Donald Trump?
Trump.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, not worried at all.
Not worried at all.
And I like you to read, I'm sorry, I like you to read some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The first one says, the government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of minorities. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Sexism is a big problem in today's society. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
We are sacrificing too much of our privacy for the convenience and profit of big tech. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank Strongly. You. Immigrants contribute more to America than they take.
Disagree strongly.
Okay. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Disagree strongly.
And minorities have access to the same economic opportunities as white people?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. We are half aware of the survey. We're almost done. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Support or oppose?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly oppose. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access. Parents have the right to use their own belief to limit the books our schools' libraries can carry. Or statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalize people whose history is often ignored in our school, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
Parents have the right to students' education.
That would be...
the first one you read.
Okay, that would be strongly agree or someone agree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people says are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you think is extremely important, 5 that you think is so unimportant, and 0 that you think is not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is equal economic opportunities for all.
10, strongly.
Thank you. Freedom to protest the police or government.
Strongly agree, 10.
The right to bear arms.
10, strongly.
Police that treat everyone, that treat everyone the same.
10, strongly.
Immigration to this country.
Pardon me?
immigration to this country?
Any relation to this country?
No, immigration, I'm sorry, immigration.
Immigration to this country?
Uh-huh.
Oh, four.
Okay. A commitment to Christian ideals.
Seven.
And ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
Ten.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you two statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate using on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 that you somewhat agree, and 0 that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one, okay. Over the last few years, a stacked and extremely conservative majority on the United States Supreme Court has rolled back fundamental civil and human rights. Just a few weeks ago, the core majority struck down affirmative action in higher education, rejected student debt relief, and opened the door to businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ people. The Supreme Court impacts all aspects of our life, and we need a Supreme Court that works for all of us, not just the wealthy and powerful. From 0 to 10, agree or not agree with this statement?
Agree.
That would be...
Oh, 10.
Mm-hmm. Thank
you. Sorry.
And America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. Our rights and freedoms are under attack, so our votes matter today more than ever. Even if we don't fight back now, we risk losing everything we have gained. From 0 to 10?
10, agree.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means that you are not motivated at all to vote next year, and 10, that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
Extremely motivated.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school.
High school graduate, okay. Are you currently married or married with a partner, single,
married.
Separate? Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, someone conservative, moderate, someone liberal, very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more?
None.
Hardly ever, never. Okay, never.
Yeah, I have, but not anymore.
Okay. So the options are twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times
once a
year.
Month.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And do you identify as a member of LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Please enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.